USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan Wednesday, a package that will cost more than $2 trillion.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago. In fact, it's the largest American jobs investment since World War II.
The plan focuses on transportation infrastructure, water system improvements, school construction, and job training. The package would also raise the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21% to pay for the new spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's not likely to support the plan due to the tax increases. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
U.S. Border Patrol agents have rescued a pair of children after they were seen on video being dropped over a border wall in New Mexico. The children, aged 5 and 3, are now in Border Patrol temporary holding facilities. With those holding facilities becoming increasingly crowded, more lawmakers are calling on the Biden administration to take action to stem the flow of migrants. Congressman Michael Burgess says the crisis on the border was predictable. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of many Trump-era policies was like posting an open-for-business sign at the border.
This is not a new problem, but the problem has accelerated so significantly under the Biden administration and the rollback of the previous administration's policies, the rollback of the Remain in Mexico policy, the ignoring of the Title II provisions, the CDC directive from 1942, which no longer prevents coronavirus-positive children from being brought into this country. The big problem is you've hung the open for business sign on the border, or the wide open sign on the border, and people are responding.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The media has finally been given access to facilities on the border, holding thousands of unaccompanied minors who have illegally crossed into the United States. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The media has finally been given access to border facilities at the southern border. What we see is massive overcrowding because of the masses trying to get into the United States. Former ICE Director Ronald Vitiello tells Fox News this is just the beginning.
It's a terrible situation with no end in sight. We reversed all of the policies and the tools that prevent surges like this one. And we're not going back. We're doubling down on what is supposed to be compassionate. But it's not compassionate if you're stuffed in a room with hundreds of other kids after this terrible journey through this pipeline where you were taken advantage of by corrupt government. And, yeah, the whole thing with COVID and everybody stuffed into stash houses and tractor trailers and car crashes, it's a lot of misery.
The Texas migrant facility toured by the media on Tuesday is 1,600% over capacity. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says they have determined the cause of the February crash that left Tiger Woods with severe injuries. They won't, however, be making that determination public, citing privacy concerns. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said that the department needed the approval of Woods to release the full report on the crash. Woods is recovering at his home in Florida following multiple surgeries. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.